This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping is back in China after concluding a five-day state visit to the UK. The Chinese government says as part of the visit, China and the UK have lifted their bilateral ties to a global comprehensive strategic partnership for the 21st century. Government says both sides have agreed the visit opens a golden era in China-UK relations. Chinese and U.S. governments signing off on a package of agreements connected to energy cooperation. The deal is expected to help reduce coal consumption in China. The deals have been signed as part of an energy efficiency forum hosted in Washington this year. As part of the agreements, the U.S. side also agreeing to help the Chinese government with its plans to turn the city of Tianjin into an ecological demonstration city. Two sides have been holding regular meetings to discuss energy cooperation since 2010. Shanghai-based STO Express reportedly looking to become a publicly traded company through a backdoor listing. This means China may soon have its first listed express delivery company. STO Express planning to list on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange through the purchase of a listed entity. A reverse merger, also known as a backdoor listing, allows a private company to become public by buying into a publicly traded firm. After nearly 2 months of being under a trading suspension, Shenzhen-listed IDC Fluid Control has reached an agreement with STO Express on a restructuring package. IDC Fluid Control is a manufacturer of faucets, taps, and bathroom accessories. Philippine officials say a Chinese diplomatic official and her husband, who are accused of killing two other Chinese consular officials in the Philippines earlier this week, are now back in China. Philippine Foreign Ministry says the couple were flown back to China on Friday from the central Philippine city of Cebu. The unnamed couple, a Chinese consular official and her husband, accused of opening fire in an upscale restaurant in Cebu on Wednesday, killing two consular officials and wounding the Chinese consul general to Cebu. Philippine authorities say they're not clear at this point what the motive for the attack may have been, but are suggesting it may have had something to do with a financial dispute. The Chinese government says it is deeply distressed by the incident and is working with Philippine authorities to determine exactly what happened. A ministerial meeting among China and ASEAN nations has taken place in Beijing connected to law enforcement. Two sides say they hope to enhance their cooperation in this area. The joint declaration also says China-ASEAN ministerial meetings on law enforcement are now to be held every 2 years. At the same time, a parallel meeting on security cooperation along the Mekong River has also taken place. Police chiefs from China, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam have attended the session. The vice president of the Maldives has been arrested for allegedly plotting to kill the country's president. Ahmed Adib is facing charges of high treason connected to an explosion which rocked the presidential yacht last month. Security has been beefed up in and around the capital, Male, following his arrest. A number of other arrests have also said to be made. Maldives President Abdul Yamin was not hurt in the blasts, which ripped through his yacht at the end of September. However, his wife and a couple of other officials were seriously hurt. New analysis from a group of South American countries suggests the regional economic bloc has seen its trade with China increase by some 6.5% over the course of this past year. The grouping, known as the Andean Community, is made up of Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, and Ecuador. It estimates its trade with China came in at just over $40 billion this past year. The regional grouping mostly exports oil and copper to China. Most of the goods arriving into the so-called CAN include mostly mobile phones and other telecommunications equipment, as well as heavy machinery. At least one person is dead and 70 others hurt following a bombing at a ceremony on Saturday morning in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. Local police say three homemade bombs went off while members of Dhaka's Shiite Muslim community gathered to mark Ashura. Bombs were set off outside a holy temple in the old part of Dhaka, while thousands gathered to begin the annual procession to mark Ashura. Bangladeshi authorities say they're unsure at this point who set the bombs off or what the motivation may have been. Country's Muslim population is predominantly Sunni. Ashura is an occasion marked by both Shia and Sunnis, though fundamentalists on the Sunni side have been known to use the event to attack Shiites. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.